I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We could learn this week if the Senate is ready to try to get the U.S. out of a war.
For now on the program, to Yemen, where Saudi Arabia and its regional allies have been targeting the anti-government faction for the third night in a row with heavy airstrikes.
That report from the BBC on the war in Yemen, and it could have been from this year. It was actually March 2015. That's when Yemen's neighbor, Saudi Arabia, got involved in the Yemeni civil war with U.S. support. That was under President Obama, and the U.S. involvement has continued under President Trump. Now, though, an end to the U.S. role may be in sight. Democratic Senator Jeanne Shaheen of New Hampshire sits on two key committees, Armed Services and Foreign Relations. Senator, thanks very much for being here.
Great to be with you, Marco.
The Senate's expected to vote on a resolution that would, quote, remove U.S. armed forces from hostilities in or affecting Yemen, except those engaged in operations dedicated at al-Qaeda, end quote. Let's start with the Saudi bombing of the Houthis in Yemen and how the U.S. is part of that. What responsibility does the U.S. bear for the tragedy there, and what do you think that responsibility should translate into?
Well, I think we need to stop supporting the Saudis and the Emiratis in this campaign, and I think we need to do more addressing the humanitarian crisis and trying to get all of the players in the civil war in Yemen to the table.
I mean, the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi by Saudi agents has caused a lot of people to take a new look at the Yemen war because of Saudi Arabia's involvement and the U.S. relationship with Saudi Arabia, but it's not a bipartisan effort. What are you thinking as a senator about U.S. ties with the Saudis right now?
Well, as you point out, we've seen bad behavior in a number of fronts from Saudi Arabia, not just in terms of their indiscriminate bombing campaign in Yemen, but they kidnapped the Lebanese prime minister and took him to Saudi Arabia. And of course, the brutal murder of Jamal Khashoggi all seem to have happened with impunity for the Saudis. And I think there is growing concern in Congress about this. And fortunately, we're beginning to hear from more and more Republicans who are also raising concerns about this kind of behavior.
So this resolution, if it goes to the floor, I mean, what is it going to say? What will it impose sanctions on the Saudis? Is it going to say no more arms sales?
Well, the Sanders-Lee resolution will end our support for any of the bombing activities in Saudi Arabia. It's not clear yet whether the votes are there to pass this. There was a similar resolution that came forward a couple of months ago that didn't have the votes to pass. I supported that because I thought it was important for us to send a message to Saudi Arabia. So hopefully there will be the votes to pass it and also to bring forward the more complicated legislation that's being sponsored by Senator Menendez, who's the ranking member on the Foreign Relations Committee, Senator Reid from Rhode Island, who's the ranking member on the Armed Services Committee. Lindsey Graham is a co-sponsor of that. I'm a co-sponsor, as is Susan Collins and Todd Young. So it's got bipartisan support to say we need to take some additional steps to hold the Saudis accountable for their actions, because at this point, the president has not responded in a way that I think is consistent with American values and our democracy. The fact that he is not willing to defend a U.S. permanent resident who worked for one of our major newspapers, who lived in the United States, in his brutal murder, after it's very clear who was responsible, I think sends the wrong message, not just to Saudi Arabia, but to countries around the world. Whenever the United States doesn't stand up for our values, doesn't stand up for human rights, whenever we allow a humanitarian disaster to occur without taking as much action as we should, my constituents are concerned, as I think people across this country are. We heard this week from a number of humanitarian groups that are doing work in Yemen who have called on the United States to stop supporting the Saudi coalition. They see the impact of what's happening there, and we have got to call attention to this and do more. And since it's very clear that the President of the United States is not going to do more, Congress needs to step up.
Senator Jeanne Shaheen, Democrat of New Hampshire, joining us from her office in Washington. Thanks very much for your time.
Thanks. Bye-bye.